In Britain, railways are owned by the state. That means that everyone owns them, or perhaps that nobody owns them. In general, train services in Britain are very good, especially on express intercity lines. However, they are quite expensive unless you can get a reduction. The easiest way to get a reduction is to get a return ticket. If you buy a day return so that you can go and come back on the same day, you can save 45% of your fare. Other return tickets are impossible for travel on weekends or in midweek. If you cannot buy a return, you must buy a single. In Britain, tickets, except some specially reduced fares, are valid on all trains. It is not necessary to pay a supplement to travel on an express. If you want to find out details of train journeys, you can phone the information office at the station, in most towns, or a travel agent. They will tell you about reservations and whether it is necessary to change trains on your journey. You must buy a ticket before you can go on to the platform at British stations. The ticket collectors will want to check your ticket and will sell you a platform ticket if you do not want to travel, but only want to say goodbye to a friend. You must keep your ticket safe during the journey because it will be checked when you arrive and probably during the journey as well by the guard. All trains in Britain have first and second class carriages. If you want to travel first class, you have to pay about 50% extra for your ticket. There are smoking and non-smoking compartments or carriages on all trains, and most intercity trains have buffet or restaurant cars.